The problem is that the Law Council of Uganda, that is responsible for issuing practicing certificates to advocates, has not yet responded to my application for a special practicing certificate, which will allow me to lead Dr. Kizza Besigye's team. My application was officially received on the 27th, but to date they have not responded. In the morning, I started by going to their offices. They were not there, but I was able to get the telephone number of the chairperson of the Law Council, talked to her on telephone, and she promised that I'll get a response by tomorrow.
Madam, do you think Uganda, being a member of the East African Community, is it necessary to be licensed by individual EAC countries?
Yes, it is still necessary to be licensed, but I have fulfilled all the requirements. And the Law Society of Kenya has written confirming I'm an advocate of the High Court of Kenya, that I have the rank of senior counsel, and that I have a valid practicing certificate. There ought to be no hindrance to the Law Council of Uganda issuing me with a license. Before the adjournment, we were allowed 30 minutes with Dr. Kizza Besigye and also Mr. Lutale, who is his co-accused.
So you were able to see Dr. Besigye. How would you describe his mood?
He's okay insofar as a person under incarceration can be okay. He told me that they are in a prison within the general prison, Luzira, which is a civilian prison. And he confirmed that indeed he was abducted from Kenya by people posing as security. He identified them by language, that they were from Uganda. And as they pass the Kenyan border, which is illegal, and we intend to raise it as a preliminary issue in the military court.
How long do you think it will take to get your accreditation?
The Law Council chairperson, she's called Justice Muliangoja. She said they will respond as early as tomorrow.
What do you see, madam, before I let you go? Are there any implications for this particular case for the sub-region of the East African Community?
There is a serious implications that Kenya and Uganda can join together, behave like the rogue states that they are, abducting the nationals of Uganda, our clients, from Kenya when they were lawfully there. If they had committed an offense on Kenyan soil, they ought to have been arrested by Kenyan police and arraigned in Kenya. If in Uganda, due process, extradition proceedings should have been put in motion. Any democratic society cannot go into the territory of another and abduct. And because Kenya has not been annexed by Uganda, Ugandan military or security agencies have no right to enter Kenya to abduct someone. And Kenyan police or security agents have no right to assist in that. So these are matters we are also going to take to the East African Court of Justice and any other forum we deem necessary.